Well, Pinkies, as you know, we always do the Christmas Day run. We always start with this one particular song. Here we go. There you go. I bet you thought it wasn't gonna happen. You were all worried about it, wondering when are we gonna get a Christmas Day run? When's it going to arrive? And lo and behold, we did it. For those who may be unaware, I am the Faye Driver. And this is a regular thing we do. I talked about it on the last episode. Every Christmas Day morning, I like to get out in a car of some kind. Today we're driving the 911, which is the perfect choice. I will say, though, my wheels are flat. We have some flat spots, so it's a bit rough until we get some heat into the tires. And actually, amazingly enough, this town that I live in, Vancouver, it rains quite a bit, and it has actually been raining. Oh, we got a bunch of traffic here. What's with the traffic? It has been raining rather non-stop-ish, but believe it or not, it actually stopped raining for at least the last 12 hours here, and the roads are actually, funny thing, the roads are dry. It only takes, you know, it can rain for days and days and days around here, and then it stops, and in about 12 hours, the roads dry up. It's a very strange thing. I don't know why that happens, even despite the fact that it's, you know, it's not entirely warm, but it's probably five degrees or something. I guess that's pretty warm for a Christmas day. So we don't have any snow, we won't have any slippery roads, which means I'll be able to drive even faster, even faster than I might normally drive on a Christmas Day run. So, Pinkies, this episode is going to be some music. I'm going to talk a little bit about the year in review. And maybe have some positive thoughts for the next the year 2020, coming into 2020. Believe it or not, can you believe that? My God. First things first, I'm gonna need my sunglasses today, so I'll just get those on. Well, you guys just hang in there for a little minute. So, you know, I kind of need to give a little bit of an apology to my friend and co-host or main host of that Survivors Ready podcast, the Survivor show that we do with Big Fatty and Sam in the Hinterlands. And I admit I was giving him a little bit of, I guess a little bit of guff. I may have been sounding condescending to him. It certainly wasn't my intention. Of course, this conversation you never heard. It was off the air after a taping of Survivors Ready. But we were talking about money and stuff, and I was trying to encourage Adam to be more responsible with his money. And then he tells us about all the savings he's got, and the guy's loaded. The man is frickin' loaded, so he doesn't need any financial advice from me. But I wanted to talk about, you know, he spoke about on his show, the Geeky Gay, about how irresponsible he was when he was younger and got into a bit of debt. He had a minor benefit from a tragic airplane accident, which that's all a different story. We're going to get up to some speed here. And then he was a little irresponsible with his money. He got this big windfall, but then he dragged himself back out of debt. Now he's a responsible adult with financial plans. And we're just going to get up to speed here. What do we got here? Fifth gear, 3,000 RPM. Here comes the 70-mile-an-hour dinger. There she is. I should turn on the police detector because they will be out today. They love to get you on the holidays, those coppas. Let's get that going. And I too was in the same situation. You know, I didn't have a plane accident. But, you know, I was in my 20s, I got myself into financial debt. Oh, here's a song. I better let you. Maybe let's play the song and I will. Oh, lights. Oh. Okay, I guess I'm going to be talking more than listening to music in this episode. I always say, less talking, Faye, more music. When I'm editing these things, and I just blather on and on. All right, here's the deal. I, too, got into financial troubles in my 20s, and it took me through my 30s to work them out. And then in my 40s, I was doing much better, financially speaking. And now I'm in my 50s, and I'm about to retire. And I have this theory about... people are in a hurry. There's some people must be having to get their presents unwrapped. We're going to have to speed up a bit here. There's that 70-mile-an-hour dinger into this really nice couple of sweeping corners. Fifth gear. I'm going to have to take fourth again. We're going to gear down to third. I'm going to zip off into second gear, into the corner. There we go. Oh, there's some dudes. Horn doesn't work. Turn off the traction control here so we get a little more life out of this car. So I have this, I'm going to tell you about my theory, the decades theory that I have. I've talked about this before, you may have heard about this already, but I feel as though, in, you know, my perspective on life is that every 10 years, we undergo a change in our lives, like a significant change in our lives. You know, when you're a child, you grow up to 10 to become, you're 10 years old, and then you start going through puberty, and then you hit 19 and 20, your 20s, you're learning about how to be an adult, and you know, some of us kind of screw it up and party all the time or get into debt. And then in your 30s, and you know, in my 20s and my 10s and 20s, that was for me was my coming to grips with my homosexuality, trying to figure all that out. So those are some significant life experiences and life changes that a person goes through. When I was 20 or 22, I decided that's it. I am not going to hide being gay anymore. I'm going to live my gay life. And that's when I came out of the closet and you know, started dating men and oh, I'm blowing all these fantastic corners to tell you about the about how to live a joyous life, Pinkies. I hope you appreciate the fact that I'm sacrificing myself to give you these little tidbits of wisdom. And then in my 30s, I met my current husband, and there's a lot of growth there, and I moved to the big city of Vancouver from my dinky little town I was living in, and had some significant career changes and advancements and exploration and success and all that kind of stuff. And in my 40s, I felt like I figured myself out. I've arrived. I've got my life in gear. I benefited from my successes. I was able to explore my hobby of these fantastic cars that I get to drive. And this car is a lot of fun, speaking of good cars. And now in my 50s, I'm done, and I'm getting out. Getting out of this work environment. You know, I am a nomadic person, I feel. I've always... You guys, you're just going to ruin my day, aren't you? Thank you. Just going into this lane. Fighting with people for lanes. Surprised at the amount of traffic that's out here. There's too much traffic today. What is that radar detector trying to tell me? Got coppers up here? I think we might have cops up here. This is one of their favorite spots. Here we go. All right, some fun here. We're going to do a little bit of a drift. Oops. I screwed that one up. It's a little slippier than I thought. That's all right. Nobody died. So... You know, I've lived this nomadic life. When I was younger, I moved around all the time. I was moving around all the time, from parent to parent, back and forth. And and I've always been on the move. Even when I'm settled, I'm always moving. I don't sit well. I mean, I admit, I'm anybody, like anybody else, I'm happy to sit on the couch and watch, you know, 7 hours of The Love Boat or whatever. But still, I'm an active guy. I never sit down. I have a hard time sitting and settling down. So I've been holed up in this job in this house that I have right now for 10 years, and I'm done. It's time to go into I'm into my fifth decade now, and it's time to change and go on to something else. So I feel very fortunate because I'm able to do that. I'm going to jump into this motorhome and be moving around all over Canada and the United States for the next year or so. And I have to say, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting rid of... Oh, boy, it's slippery. Should be paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm looking forward to getting rid of all these things that tie you down. This house that I don't particularly like. This job that I don't particularly like. And it's time to just step away from these things. I feel like right now, because everything has been so busy in this year of 2019. We're at the end of the 2019, and I feel like that point when you take in a deep breath and you're about to let go of the big sigh. You know, those big sighs that you feel the weight of the world on you, and you just have to breathe in and let out. Let it go, release, and exhale all of that stuff you're carrying inside you, and let it go. And I feel like 2020 is the year. Right now, I am on the verge. I've sucked the breath in, and I'm now on the verge of letting that air go. Ergo, I've been very stressed up to the point, up to the end of this year, this 2019, and I can see I'm finished now, and there's a finish line in sight, and I'm looking forward to this new adventure. We're going into some extremely uncertain times. I'm going to lock myself in a motorhome with my husband, you know, for the next 2 years, and that's scary to me. I'm not going to be able to drive this car for at least a year. I'm going to leave this car behind, locked in the warehouse, rotting, getting the tires are going to get even more square than they already are today. Oh, there's a bit of fun there. But I feel like, it's time. I'm ready for a new adventure. I want to leave all this stuff behind and do something different. So that's it. I encourage this. I gotta bring this to an end. Well, I tell you what. Let's play a song. God, Faye, shut the hell up. What you would do when no one else could ever get through? Holding back till I come around. Time and time again, you wait for me to come in. And did you really look my way? Cause no one could have seen this coming. I would never let you down if I was running back. Words in full time, so I can and I will. And you'll see your hero come running over and over tonight. And I do So, in case it doesn't come through, I am actually very excited about the future. And I will say 2019 was difficult, but it was a lot of work, but it's all for some very good fortune. So I'm looking forward to the next year and to the big adventure that we're going to take. So I encourage you as well, consider the 10-year, the decade theory, that you should be changing something significant in your life. That might be your gender, your sexuality, your job, or, you know, your family situation. But I encourage you, despite the fears that you might have or roadblocks you may come up against, just do it. Go for it. And be happy among everything. Be happy above everything. What are you saying? What, you got to get your cliches straight, Faye. All right, now, speaking of cliches, typically the last song that I play, I always play the Tenderbox, A Place Called Home. But we're not going to do that this year. I got a new song for you because our lives are changing. We're going to be better. Things are going to be different. So we're going to make a change this year. Here's the last song of the 2019 Christmas Day run. are not cold weather tires. It sure does show. Well, that's it. That is the Christmas Day run for 2019. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.